Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Yeah, I know, I say it every night, but I mean it every night. Seriously. I think the biggest problem we have, or one of the biggest problems we have, is a lot of people say they want to get involved, a lot of people say they want to get engaged, a lot of people say... Well, they try to tell you what's up, what's wrong, how to handle politics, but they won't engage. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the... Well, there's no poll up there anymore. Yeah, and you know what? Anyway... No, some great stories up there you can dig into. All right, today was what do you want to call it? Exposure Day. No, I don't mean it the way it sounds. Knock it off. But seriously, John Durham, he testified in front of Congress today. And, I mean, like cockroaches when somebody walks into the room with a can of Raid, these guys scattered all over the place. They didn't know what to do with themselves, and again, tried to tear him up, and it shows you how partisan this stuff is. They were so excited when he was chosen. They were so excited when he was the guy, right? And look what happened. If you watched him during the Comey, when he was head of the FBI, and he came out, and he was doing an investigation, not doing an investigation, doing an investigation. Into Hillary or what have you. Remember, he was God's right-hand man at one point. Then he was Satan's right-hand man. Then he was God's right-hand man. They just were all over the place. It was amazing to me. And more, when you listen to John Durham's testimony today, it was great. I mean, he really, truly... There was the guy, when you hear him speak, you don't get much more black and white than he is. 855-REAL-JOE. Come on, seriously, 855-732-5563. He had several searing comebacks to Democrats trying to smear him. They were just totally ridiculous. I mean, I wish I could, it's, God, when you put them all together, there's about 11 minutes here. So, I'll just read some of them to you. It's easier that way. So, when he, again, Tennessee Democrat Representative Steve Cohen's nasty attacks on his, on Durham's character. And that's what they try to do. You notice that, right? Got to rip apart the person. So it was Christina Lila, previously reported Durham, released his final report in May, right? He concluded that the FBI had no, you listening? No verified intel would it open the Crossfire Hurricane investigation into Trump in 2016. Durham also blasted Hillary Clinton for her plan to stir up a scandal against the presidential candidate by tying him to Putin and the Russian hacking on the Democrat National Committee. Now, they reported that Attorney General Bill Barr appointed Durham as a special counsel in October 2020. They told him, well, they tasked it with the investigation of Crossfire Hurricane, the one that targeted Trump, right? In July of 2016, Strzok opened a counter-intel investigation into Trump's camp, dubbed Crossfire Hurricane, suspicious based on no evidence. This is in the report, based on no evidence. How do you do that? Right? The sale, or the cell, if you would, where Russians had infiltrated Trump's inner circle. Right? For years, the DOJ and the FBI resisted the release of the electronic communication. You know, the one that they used to launch the whole scam investigation. Because it would have revealed the entire spying operation was really a scam. Now, Cohen started off his inquisition with a series of lies. He falsely claimed that Durham put together his report to help President Donald Trump. I mean, seriously. And don't you love when they do that? Again, anything that is negative on Clinton, negative on Obama, negative on Biden has to be hidden, put on a back shelf, and not discussed. Anything that's negative Trump, maybe it doesn't even have to be real. It could be phony, as we've seen. He said, "I've tried to follow your report," Mr. Donald Trump Jr. would called it a nothing burger. "You got no convictions. You got nothing. It was all set up to hurt the Mueller report," which was correct. A lie. That report was a lie. It was redacted to hurt the Bidens and to help Trump. I mean, these guys, they're disgusting. This is a Democrat. He went on to smear Durham's stellar character. And he was known on both sides of the aisles as a pretty solid man of integrity. So I'm a senior host. Don't go far. A lot more on the Durham in Congress today when we come back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extra.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right. Open your mouth, say something. Well, say something intelligent anyway, but say something. You know, that's it. We're talking about the Durham's, committee report today. And how the Democrats did nothing but attack his character. And, it's just amazing how they don't ask him questions about the facts. They didn't say, okay, So when you found out this, where did you find that? Who gave you that information? Right? None of that. They questioned his integrity. They questioned his character. They basically asked him why he was in bed with Bill Barr and Donald Trump. They just didn't, many, you know, you know, Durham should have just totally unloaded on Representative Cohen because you know, all he did was smear him for about a minute, 2 minutes. Instead, Durham, being the man of integrity that he is, he basically leaned on his face. He said, look at my integrity. It's fine. It's intact. I'm good. Right? He said, my concern about my reputation is with the people whom I respect, my family, and my Lord. And I'm perfectly comfortable with my reputation, sir. The room erupted in applause, right? And it should have. You know, this is where I've been saying this for a long time. We need to stand up. Don't care. I mean, seriously, I don't care what people think in that regard. You need to stand up what you know, not what you necessarily believe is right. But you know it's right. And you do know. You do know when you're sticking up for certain things. You're talking about certain issues. You know when you're sticking up for what's right. Don't you? Because if you don't, like I keep telling you, don't even open your mouth. Don't say a word. Seriously. Now, CNN has it totally the other way around, which you obviously knew that was going to happen. Special Counsel John Durham defended himself, CNN said. You know, amid sharp criticism from many Democrats, he rejected former President Donald Trump's attacks on former Attorney General Barr. Durham is, as you know, he's testifying publicly, which is great. I think it should be wide open for anybody to see. It's on C-SPAN, which means it's not being blocked from anybody else. You know, despite repeated claims from Trump and Republicans that the Biden administration has weaponized the Justice Department, Durham said there wasn't any political interference with his work. Notice how they spin that. Right? Durham was basically done with his report when Biden got in office. They were just cleaning up loose ends. That's all they were doing. CNN says that, well, that stands in contrast to what Trump had promised to do if he wins back the White House. Right? So they spin the whole story in one way saying that Durham is, you know, defending his integrity, defending his character. And look at how bad, you know, Donald Trump is in the way he said this, right? In another post, it says, House Democrats take the gloves off in contentious exchange with Durham. They said, you sound like a partisan hack. Isn't that cool? Now, of all people, this should make you giggle. Seriously. Democrat Representative Ted Lieu out of California. The judiciary hearing with John Durham today. He accused a Trump-appointed DOJ official at one point of acting like a partisan hack. Durham was appointed in April of 2019 to make this happen, right? After 4 years, Durham finally released a 300-page report. It's simply, you can't get away from it, right? Now, I'm not talking about the rank and file here. After 4 years, a 300-page report pointed to the fact that the FBI acted negligently by opening the investigation based on vague, insufficient information, and information that they didn't even check out. Now, they say he didn't provide any new evidence that anyone in the government had acted unlawfully. That's a report by NBC News. So, you know, when you look at this, you look at what took place. He goes over and over and over and over again. Durham does. pushes back on a lot of the stuff they try to accuse him of, if you would. Right? Lou went on to say Trump's foreign policy advisor in the campaign, George Papadopoulos, was convicted, correct? That's correct, Durham replied. Trump's former deputy campaign manager, Rick Gates, was also convicted, correct? Yes. But not in correct. But Durham responded, well, but not in connection with the Russian matter. See, so this is what they do. They throw things out there. There's sound bites that they know are going to get picked up by people, and they're going to believe it or believe and or understand those things to be true. Lou went on, and we've caught Lou lying so many times, right? When he went after Candace Owen, he selectively played a portion of her speech to make her sound like a hateful, nasty person. And she went after him, put him in place. You remember that? Lou goes on to say, all right, Mr. Durham, you can hold yourself out as an objective Department of Justice official. Or as a partisan hack, it's up to you. The more that you try to spin the facts, right, Ben? And not answer the questions. No, he was answering the questions. They didn't like the answers he was giving. He goes on to say, so I'm simply asking, you know, for you to answer the questions. He went on to say, let me see, Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, was convicted, correct? Durham replied, yeah, that was correct. They keep going down the road of all these convictions, but also the fact that they were either overturned, questioned tremendously, were not based on fact. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Prosecution in the trial of the former school resource officer in the 2018 Parkland school shooting is resting in the case.
They argued that despite law enforcement experience and active shooter training, Scott Peterson failed to respond in the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School incident. Instead, they accused him of taking cover for over 45 minutes during the shooting. 17 people were killed.
I'm Lisa Taylor.
Defense attorneys are attempting to paint the entire incident as chaotic. House Republicans have failed to overturn President Biden's veto of the Congressional Review Act. The legislation would have ended Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. It passed in the House and Senate earlier this year before the president vetoed it. Biden's student debt relief plan now faces the Supreme Court. Tropical Storm Brett strengthening, taking aim at the Caribbean now. It's forecast to reach the Lesser Antilles on Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back, Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Show where you win. You know, get informed. MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com. Mike Liddell's made it easier. Go that way with it. How's that? Go easier for you to, buy product made here in America from a guy that really backs up the things that you and I both agree with, you and I both understanding of, if you would, that we support. Right? And he does it right here in this country. Keeping people working, keeping plants open here in this country. So head over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. And he's got a lot of buy one, get ones right now. So just peruse his site. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. And use Joe as a promo code. I'm sure you'll be happy when you finally go to checkout. Anyway, we're going to be back at the Durham report today in front of Congress. Interesting how all the Democrats could do was attack John Durham, attack his character, attack who he was, or is, I should say. And I find it extremely interesting that that's the road they chose to go down. Instead of asking him specifically, you said this, you charged them with this, or you went down this road with it, how did you come to that conclusion? Really that simple. How did you come to that conclusion? But they didn't do that. That sounded weird, huh? They didn't do that. Anyhow, and then you got Adam Schiff. And God's gift to integrity, right? At least so he believes. He attacked John Durham. Now, I want you to think about something. I want you to listen to, just under 2 minutes, I want you to listen to the kind of questions he's asking Durham. And see if there's anybody else who could fall in line with this. Take a listen. Maybe. You know what? These things never work right the first time for me. Anyway, all right, here we go.
Mr. Durham, that Mueller and congressional investigations also revealed that Don Jr. was informed that a Russian official was offering the Trump campaign, quote, very high-level and sensitive information, unquote, that would be incriminating if Hillary Clinton was part of, quote, Russia and its government support of Mr. Trump. You aware of that?
Sure, people get phone calls all the time from individuals who claim to have information like that.
Really, the son of a president?
Now, here's something about this. Do you guys remember when he got caught? Right? With a phone call, supposedly, that foreign nationals had information on Trump? Right? The information with the hookers and so on? I found that totally hilarious. That he sat there with a straight face and didn't remember what happened to him and what he did. Now, not his son, but him himself, willing to get whatever information he could get on Trump.
Presidential candidate gets calls all the time from a foreign government offering dirt on their opponent. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think this is unique in your experience.
So you have other instances of the Russian government offering dirt on a presidential candidate to the presidential candidate's son. Is that what you're saying?
Would you repeat the question?
You said that it's not uncommon to get offers of help from a hostile foreign government in a presidential campaign directed at the president's son. You really stand by that, Mr. Durham?
Saying that that people can make phone calls making claims all the time that you may have.
You know, he experienced it himself. He's trying to run away from him. I mean, seriously. But if you think about this, right, this does happen all the time. Happened to him. Now, he's not willing to talk about it or, you know, get involved with it, if you would. But when you talk about that very high level and sensitive information, what was that? How do we know that that wasn't somebody giving Trump information that she actually, that her email server was actually hacked, that they actually had her emails? The FBI wasn't doing anything with it or willing to. So why not try to broker a deal to get that information out there? I would have been more than happy to take that information, no matter whose team I was on. But that's not what they're interested in. They're interested in maintaining power and trying to make Republicans look bad. They're the ones that are giving away the House. They're the ones that are giving away the plans. They're the ones that, I mean, think about it. Think about what they've been caught doing. Think about everything he's accusing or suggesting. And let's talk about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden.
Are you really trying to diminish the significance of what happened here and the secret meeting that the president's son set up in Trump Tower to receive that incriminating information, trying to diminish the significance of that, Mr. Perry?
I'm not trying to diminish it at all, but I think the more complete story is that they met and it was a ruse and they didn't talk about Mrs. Clinton.
And you think it's insignificant that he had a secret meeting with a Russian delegation for the purpose of getting dirt on Hillary Clinton, and the only disappointment expressed in that meeting was that the dirt they got wasn't better. You don't think that's significant?
I don't think that that was a well-advised thing to do.
Oh, not...
Well, neither is taking $5 million from Ukrainians or Chinese.
Not well-advised.
Right.
Well, that's the understatement of the year. Do you think it's perfectly appropriate or maybe just ill-advised for a presidential campaign to secretly meet with a Russian delegation to get dirt on their opponent? You would merely say that's inadvisable?
Yeah, if you're asking me would I do it, I hope I wouldn't do it. But it was not illegal. It was stupid, foolish, ill-advised.
Well, it is illegal to conspire to get incriminating opposition research from a hostile government.
Well, okay. So it's illegal to conspire to get it, but okay to make it up as you go, apparently. Do you see this? You see hypocrisy behind these people? Do you truly see where these people are going with? They don't care about the truth. They don't care about the law. They want to maintain control so they can do the things they're doing to you right now. To your kids, to you, to your businesses. He doesn't care. Right? Doesn't care at all. You really think Schiff cares about what's right and what's wrong? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I love it when you're around. The vote passed. Well, I just love this. The vote passed to the House of Representatives to Senator Adams Schiff. 2-13, you know, Republicans voted yes to seal the deal. As well they should have. Again, remember, he ran out day after day after day in front of the press with that smug attitude that he had seen, personally seen, proof that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. Now, he's going to try to say that the meeting at Trump Towers or this or that. No. It's not what you were saying at the time. Right? You saw proof that he was working with the working with the Russians. It's just amazing. Seriously. So again today, the vote came up. Right? This is Representative Luna. She has got no time to play. This is her first year on. And she has got no time to play in her mind. Now, I know the bill died last week. But this week, it went through. And he was nailed. So they voted 213 to 209 to censure Adam Schiff, which is really, nothing, for abusing and exploiting his official position, bringing dishonor to the House of Representatives. Look, the guy's a serial liar. You can't get away from that. Again... Now he's going to face an ethics investigation. And my prediction is absolutely nothing will happen. Yeah, seriously. And the reason I say that, if you really think about it, what happened to Swalwell? Sleeping with the enemy. Nothing. Absolutely. She was a spy. They knew she was a spy. I don't know if he did or didn't. I haven't read the report, if there even is one. He went in front of the ethics committee, too. They let him go with a slap on the wrist. And then again, when you turn around and you look at time after time after time, right, the current press secretary, what did she get? She got a slap on the wrist, too, for things that they wanted to hang, the Trump administration on. Joe Mazzino, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Tina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-556. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being involved, engaged, and part of the conversation, right? Just amazing, anyway. So again, we'll probably hear about this in the next few days. With the eclipse coming up all over the place on the John Durham Report. And really, you know, look, I don't want you to read 300 pages. I get it. It's a lot to do. But I will tell you that it's worth looking through some of this stuff because truly, you know, it's funny how the left totally and always, I can say always, forgives themselves. Matter of fact, that's wrong. That was a misstatement. It's not that they forgive themselves. They never do anything wrong. Right? They never do anything wrong. Therefore, they can say whatever they want. Nobody's going to hold their feet to the fire. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, on the air, texting me, tweeting me, writing me notes, and truly getting involved. Getting involved in the actual conversation. It makes a major difference in these things. Well, I thought this was kind of interesting. This story popped up on my screen earlier today. And I took a quick look at it, and it's kind of like, I'm not shocked. Anybody who is just not paying attention. But apparently there was two fundraisers for Joe Biden in California. They didn't do too well. The two people who sent out a flurry of invites for fundraiser events in California this week said they received the upper end of single-digit RSVPs. Now, RSVPs, frankly and honestly, in California, doesn't really happen well. I don't know. People here figure they're going to show up most of the time without really worrying about anything. But now, you're looking at this, and you say, you mean Joe Biden, the guy that, loved by America, loved by people here in the U.S., loved by, everybody? Listen to them. They'll tell you that. So, but as the president, sets out to pull some money in, the end of the quarter haul, everybody's trying to get money in before June 30th. So he's going through the big money places like California and other states. He's got about a dozen people, maybe more, handling these events. Now, he's going to the country. Like I said, he goes to these places. He's not begging for money. He's begging for people to believe him. What's the belief? he talks about the future of democracy on a regular basis. They made great strides forward. I'd love to know what those strides are he's talking about. Again, almost always in generalities. Right? One of his handlers joked that the same two or three dozen Democrats were emailing and calling the same list because they were trying to get people to show up. They actually even started reducing the ticket prices. Now, I don't know what that says overall. I mean, I kind of have a feeling. Right, the DNC dismissed the whole thing as well. It's early anxiety. We don't know what's going on yet. We'll have plenty of time to donate and show up at his events. Now, see, Trump does it the right way. He just, he pushes the envelope. Then he has them come after him, indict him with things, and he raises $6-8 million pretty much overnight. It's great. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. We've got a lot of crazy stories. Dan Pell is going to join us in the next hour. I love when Dan's on the show because, we talk about the real issues of the day. Right? The real issues of the day. That really matter to the average American. People that having to go to work every day, have to buy gas every day. Some of the stuff that's going on right now, I think. Right? Anyway, in my point of view, is the school issues. Not just the gas issues. We're talking about the school issues. Medical health, when I say that, I don't mean health care for all, the way that they're putting it out there. I mean, people need to have, I was talking about this to a bunch of guys on Tuesday. And when I was a kid, there were clinics everywhere. And these were, clinics in your neighborhood where you probably knew some of the nurses, you probably knew some of the people that were there to help you, to work on you or work with you. And you were able to go to those places for free. The doctors would be giving volunteering their time. Right? Think about that. So the doctors would volunteer their times with you. And you'd get the help you need. You'd get the drugs you needed. When did this all go sideways? Seriously. When did it become, again, the difference between adoption and abortion that we talk about on the show? When did it become terrible to volunteer to go to a clinic for help? You got to ask. What made people feel really weird about going for help to, you know, at a public clinic, if you would? Not at a private hospital or at a hospital where, you know, again, my local hospital tells me that there's a 2.5 to 3 hour wait. Even in the emergency room, you have to be throwing up blood in order for them to take you in right away. So when did that happen? Like to know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just found out that real wages in America under Joe Biden were down again at the end of May, and we won't get a report for June until the end of June. Americans have seen their wages decrease by 2.7% under Joe Biden. Real wages in America during the Trump years were up 7.3%. Now, seriously, with May's numbers, this is the 26th straight month of negative, you hear me, negative, minus, real earnings. The stretch is twice as long as the global financial crisis. This is over 90% of Joe's tenure has produced, you know, they want to tell you about how many jobs he produced. Government doesn't produce jobs. They get out of the way for private industry to produce jobs. Right? This is the 26th straight month, though, under Joe Biden, that earnings are taking a nosedive. Now, why don't you hear about that? Right? Nobody wants to hear anything negative about Biden. They're not going to let any of that stuff out. 855. It's frustrating as heck. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, be part of that. Did you guys hear the rumor that the left was starting that Donald Trump ran out on the bill at the Waffle House? Remember when he walked in, he said, food for everybody? And you got to pay. And somebody on the left started, well, yeah, he walked out. He never paid the bill. Seriously. You think he's going to walk in there, make that statement, and walk out and allow the left to give them the ammunition if it would to come after him? Not going to happen. Anyway, it would again, another hoax, another story against him that we now know is wrong. Now, this is what I love about my listener. Someone just sent me a link to something that makes so much sense. And it really does. You know, this whole thing where the Dems, right, they just applauded Adam Schiff, right, after he was voted to be censured. Because he claims he did it to save the country. He claims what he did was a patriotic thing to do, right? Now, he becomes the third member of the House to be censured. Well, actually, since the turn of the century. Now, they say he's going to be, I mean, I find this hard to believe. Sorry, guys. They say he's going to be investigated now by the Ethics Committee. In what sense, Ed? In what way? Right? Seriously. I told you a little while ago, the resolution passed 213 to 209. But again, what does it mean? Censoring, yeah, I mean, at one point, it was a majorly black eye. It was shameful. I'm not so sure it holds the same thing now. Right? Now, Republican members of the House Ethics Committee, Dave Joyce of Ohio, Andrew Gabano of New York, many of them voted present Republicans. I don't know. What are they afraid of? Joe Mancini, your host. God bless. Be back in a little bit. Dan Pillow joins me in the next hour. We'll be back in a few minutes.